June 7th, 2017. This is The Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events, everything happening in the Wasatch Back. I'm J.W. I'm here with Jude Robinson. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, J.W. I'm excited about the show today.
I am too. Can you believe this weather?
It's perfect, as always, all the time. It's actually a little warm.
Yeah.
But,
it is nice not to have the humidity, though.
The rain was nice. The rain was a fun. It was just interesting.
Yeah. The rain was great. It really cooled things off. It was like almost 90, and then it just dropped everything to like early 80s, and then it started creeping up again. But anyway, it's just been great weather this summer.
It's a hot hellfire out there these days, though. Whew. So we got a great show this morning. Our musical guest, Joshy Soul and the Cool, will be here playing through three songs throughout the hour. Then we will be sharing what's happening in and around Park City and Heber Valley this weekend. Of course, we're going to talk about the weather. And at the bottom of the hour, Elizabeth Harza and Shannon Runyon will be joining us. And our final guest is Michelle McDonald from Park Silly Sunday Market, letting us know what's happening with the Silly Market this year.
I'm looking forward to Shannon and Elizabeth being here because there's been such an explosion in live music in this town, and it's been a demonstrable explosion in the 6 years that I've been here. There's more venues. There's more venues that are booking music, and so we want to talk to them about all that because they're involved in the whole thing.
There are some key players in that and exciting thing with all the music, so Elizabeth is certainly one of them.
This is The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to take a short break. When we return, Danny Fuller on glockenspiel and also trumpet, and of course Joshy Soul, who is our vocalist and keyboardist, and you may remember him from Alex Boye a little while ago, but we're delighted to have him back, and we're delighted to have Denny here for the first time. So anyway, we're going to take a little short break. We shall return right after these messages.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, Park City resident and KPCW fan. Our practice offers solutions for knee and shoulder problems to enjoy the active Park City lifestyle. More information is available on our website at davidsonorthopedics.com.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
This is Jude Robinson and with J-Dub, and we are joined, I'm so excited, in studio for the second time, Mr. Joshy Soul.
Hey.
And he's brought his amazing glockenspiel expert, Danny Fuller. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
We all met you a little while ago when you came in with Alex Boye.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, now you've come back. You were just at Deer Valley recently,
yeah.
Just this week, listening
yeah,
to
yeah.
you. Did you, and he, you found out that we stream you live.
That's
true. Jump into your mic there.
Yeah, I heard that today that we were streamed live around. That's so cool. But yeah, on Wednesday, we're at Deer Valley.
The free and captured world.
Yeah.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
Hanging out everybody in their cars. So.
Yeah.
And you've been up to a lot of things. You've been traveling.
Yes,
you've been getting ready to cut your next album. We mm-hmm. want to hear all about that. So you've got a lot to catch us up on.
Yeah.
We may get some lessons from Danny on the glockenspiel.
We're going to have to charge, though.
It's a fun new word. All right. So what have you been up to? What's your highlight?
I've just been playing. I just got back from Greece, Paris, London, and Iceland. So I was traveling. My buddy got married in Greece, and then I just did my own traveling by myself. And then I've just been writing in the studio, producing albums for other people as well as myself. And Diddy and I have been writing, trying to get some things for my next record. So.
Well, we'd love to hear a song.
All right, let's do it.
Make sure you love your mic, too. I can adjust that if you want.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
What are you going to play for us?
This song's called Make My Day. It's a little Motown.
Live in the Morning Mix, it's Joshy Soul and Denny Fuller.
Amazing, so amazing. Every time she smiles at me, I go crazy, going crazy. I'm on my mind, honey, can't you see? And what else would I do to have a girl like you? And what else would I say? You know you make my day. And I'll buy you a diamond ring, the biggest you ever seen. I'll be glad to spend my life with you, and I hope you feel the same way too. She was too hot to handle. Too cold to hold. She was too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle.
Too cold to hold.
Too cold.
Yeah. 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 And what else would I do? Have a girl like you. And what else would I say? You know you make my day.
All right.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
It's Denny Fuller on the trumpet and Josh Esol on the keyboard.
Hey, Denny, slide over here with me for a second.
Of course.
So the Glockenspiel, I always thought that was a German clock, you know, when the little marionettes came out.
Yeah. But the proper bows.
Oh, yeah.
And then did scary things like...
And then I called this a xylophone, and then you corrected me. And so I think it's really educational if you can tell us about the xylophone with the wooden...
Yeah,
keys
of course.
Versus what you have here.
So the Glockenspiel, if you can hear this... Go like this. Like that, real shimmery, and it has that carry of the note, right? Like it kind of sustains, because it has metal bars, and they're little guys that are tuned perfectly. But everyone usually calls that a xylophone, and I will usually just be like, oh, yeah, that's Jill, whatever, you know, call it a xylophone. Because it's not worth like.
It's only JW, he's old.
Yeah, so I corrected JW, though, you know, because he deserved it. I'm kidding. But the xylophone is actually wooden blocks, so you'll hear that in, like, really orchestral music, like Copland and Gershwin and stuff like that, or any classical piece, really, or symphonic piece. But you'll hear it a lot in Copland music and stuff like it's. So if you hear a fast percussionist instrument, we're doing those lines and runs up and down. It's usually the xylophone, because the Glockenspiel is super like. It's not good to go on it.
Right.
It'd be so fun though.
Which German word, right? Glockenspiel.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
And Joshy, you wrote that song?
I wrote that song, and I am German. So.
And you,
my last name is Stralta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. I don't know how, but we'll figure it out.
Worked out.
Yeah.
My mother's maiden name was Lubeck, so I've got, I'm about half German, half Irish. So, yeah, it's
cool.
Over here. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we're going to be back with weather, weekend events, Shannon Runyon, Elizabeth Harza. We've got Park City Market coming in. But the important thing is, I want to mention Joshy and Denny will be here for the hour. They're going to play another song at the bottom of the hour. They're going to play another song at the top of the hour as we approach 10 o'clock in the morning and possibly even some more. So everybody stay with us, and we shall return right after these messages.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Sundance Institute, a nonprofit organization. Join Sundance with Outdoor Movie Night on Friday, July 7th for a free screening of Riding Giants at Park City City Park. The film chronicles the sometimes life and death drama that big wave riding entails. Come early for a beach party, surf-inspired trivia, and tarp surfing. Beach attire is encouraged and ride your beach cruiser, walk or take the bus. Party begins at 7:30 and Riding Giants begins at dusk. More information, visit sundance.org/Utah.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. We're going to do a little weather for you now and then a little weekend events, and then we have our guest Shannon Runyon and Elizabeth Harza that'll be with us. It's currently 66 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. We will have a high today of about 90 degrees, mostly sunny. There is what they call a red flag warning, and I believe that that's that, you know, some thunderstorms may work their way in. Anyway, that red flag warning is only through tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning. But it's going to be a beautiful weekend. On Saturday, high of 89. It's going to be partly sunny, slight chance of thunder showers. And Sunday, high of 88, mostly sunny, and then some isolated thunder showers are possible. Just about 20% is what the National Weather Service is quantifying for a probability. So it actually looks like a good weekend. And be fortunate that we're not down the hill. It's a lot hotter down there. Okay.
It is hotter down there. That's why it's down there.
That's why it's down there.
That's what they say.
Well, why don't we start with some weekend events? Let me just fire up our weekend events music.
There it is.
Perfect.
It's a happening. What's the haps? I gave you a copy there.
Oh, you did.
Off. Yep, I got it right here.
Okay. So you want me to start?
Yeah.
Well, this weekend in Park City, there's the Food and Wine Classic with learning and tasting events all around town from now through Sunday. The festival's big events include today's Stroll of Park City with wine stops all up and down Main Street. And then tomorrow is the Toast of Park City. It's taking place at the DeGioia Center in Camas. Tickets and information can be found at parkcityfoodandwineclassic.com.
And the Deer Valley Music Festival presents Patty Austin singing Ella Fitzgerald with the Utah Symphony at Utah Valley's Outdoor Amphitheater at 7:30 tonight.
Egyptian Theater has the sultry hit musical Cabaret. It's running on their stage for the next 3 weeks, Thursdays through Sundays, from now until July 23rd.
For music in and around town tonight, Triggers and Slips at the Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa. Oscar and Julia are at Silver Star Cafe. Patwa is at the Spur. Rogers and Buffington are at Cognition Winery, and Motherlode Canyon Band is at Boneyard.
Park City Trail Series on Saturday has a 10K race in Round Valley. Starts at 8 a.m. For more information, go to pctrailseries.com.
And Deer Valley Music Festival presents The Beach Boys with the Utah Symphony. Sorry, folks. The show is sold out, but you know how it is in Park City. Be resourceful, wait around at the gates, and maybe you will connect with that someone who had to make some last-minute changes and may have that ticket the very ticket you seek.
Always possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fall in love and they get married. And then they do.
Aww. It's going to be Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks playing those parts.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little jaded, but it's Friday. It's Friday. Hey, O.P. Rockwell presents Driftwood on Saturday night, band out of upstate New York. They play American roots music. Tickets information, go to oprockwell.com.
Rob Garza of Thievery Corporation, the band that played the big street concerts at the end of the ski season 2016. Rob will be spinning his world beats at the cabin starting at 9 p.m.
Sundance Summer Film Series will show Riding Giants, the big wave surf movie, at dusk in City Park. The movie will be preceded by a beach party, of course, and the Beach Boys are playing at
Deer Valley,
where if you don't have a ticket, you could meet the person of your dreams.
Yeah, we're going to see Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks there, tarp surfing. Without a snorkel.
So anyway, the movie's going to be playing at the City Park. Tarp surfing contest, of course. Come early, dress in surf attire. Snorkel's optional. The movie and pre-party are free for all ages.
And there is music throughout the day at Miners Plaza on Main Street with Bill McGinnis, still Bill, and the Better Halves. Take Five at Silver Star Cafe. The Pour is at the Spur. The Proper Way is at Cognition Winery. A Lovely Ruckus is at the Boneyard, and Downright Citizens are at Canyons.
Now we move to Sunday. Summit Land Conservancy asks you to join their Hops Hunter Hikes to locate locally grown hops that will be used in the Wasatch Brewery Special Edition beer. A portion of the beer sales benefits Summit Land Conservancy, and that's something to feel good about. This Sunday, their hike is around the Virginia mining camps. This no-cost experience will depart from Wasatch Brew Pub at 9:30 in the morning.
Yep, there you go. And the Beethoven Festival of Park City presents an artist showcase concert at 4 p.m. at Temple Har Shalom. Tickets and information can be found at pcmusicfestival.com.
And finally, Park Silly Market takes over Lower Main Street as usual on Sunday. We'll hear more about what's up at the market with Michelle McDonald. She'll be here about 9:40 or so. And Jude, going back to the locally grown hops.
You love that.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is that when we had miners here working in the mines, we had a lot that were German heritage that came over from Germany.
Josh,
maybe your family. And they grew hops in their front yards. And when the hops went to seed, they blew into the ski slopes and up into the mountains. So that's why we have all those hops.
You made some last year, didn't you? Go do it?
Oh, no, I drank some.
Oh, you drank some.
I drank some.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
I drank some. But anyway,
maybe
that
I drank some. That's why I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's all good.
It's all good. It's delish. We should have the beer come in and be an interview, and we can taste it here.
Yeah, we had the brewmaster here for Cool Science Radio year before last, but we'll have him back, and we'll figure all of that out. Now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce a couple of folks that, I care a lot about them. They're excellent, and it's Shannon Runyon and Elizabeth Harza. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JW. Hi, dude.
Yeah.
Hi.
Now, I love your mic there, Shannon. You got to get nice and close. There you go. So when I moved here 6 years ago, we had live music. There was a good live music scene, and it seems like venues that didn't have live music now have live music, and there are venues that are new as our town has grown, and they have live music, and it's sort of exponentially live music has become a really important thing in Park City. You all are involved in that. Tell us what you do for booking and for supporting live music.
Elizabeth,
go.
Go. We'll take turns. I guess a few years ago, I started booking a few venues just for fun. And I was booking myself for gigs there as well. So it was really helpful. Got to get my friends in, like Shannon, another wonderful artist who play Park City area. And then Shannon started getting these contacts from venues who had a budget to hire someone to just take over the whole process. So all they have to do is cut the checks for musicians, and we do everything else. We make the contacts, we book them, we make sure that they feel supported at the venue, have everything they need. And Shannon said, well, Elizabeth, you know all these musicians and people who are touring through as well. why don't you help me do this? And since you're already doing it already, and Shannon's the nicest person in the world, I'm so grateful for her. And this has been so wonderful. As artists, having another source of income, it's so wonderful to be able to support our lifestyle and have that here in Park City. So,
and get all these amazing artists that maybe are coming through, and if Elizabeth has met them, because she's out touring often and playing a lot of venues that I am not touring like her, so I wouldn't be doing. She meets people that, if they're coming through, we can get them on stage, and they can see Park City, and people in Park City can be enjoy their music as well. So it's just a really awesome way to get all these people that are local up on stage and doing their craft, and then people that are coming through and touring, getting them on stage as well and presenting them to Park City, so Park City can really enjoy all kinds of music.
Yeah, and in addition to the organization you put together for people for songwriting circles and learning things like that, is there any other formal organization that brings all the local musicians into one location so that they can share information and exchange ideas?
You know, we have many great festivals in Utah, like the Ogden Group that puts on their festivals up there, Wasatch Mountain Music Festival, which we'll be at next weekend. It's at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Those are yearly events that you can come out and you see a lot of the community, and there's workshops and things to do, but not any regular groups I can think of. But if anyone's listening and knows of one, we'd love to know about them and collaborate. And I mean, that's our mission, is just bringing everybody together. The music community is amazing all over the world, and Park City is home, and Salt Lake City, Utah, it's all home to some really fabulous artists.
You do such an amazing job with that, with the collaboration and bringing the curious minds together, the creators, and I am a believer, curious, creative minds who are collaborating are solving and evolving. And so when you make that call, that shout out, hey, if anybody knows, you're one that you get back so quickly. The only other person I know that gets back so quickly is Joshy. and Shannon, I had the honor of meeting you last year with Elizabeth at the Walsburg Music Festival when J Dub and I were hosting that live event. Will you be there again this year?
Maybe on Saturday, I think. I'm going to try to come down for part of the day.
So we were doing the show last year, and we were all remarking to each other that boy, there's some great energy here. What if we were in another location? Because it's so hard to get to. And everything happened. I mean, they're at Soldier Hollow this year, and we're doing another live remote. Jude, do you want to talk about that?
Yep. And I will be co-hosted by the one and only Elizabeth Harza.
I'm so excited. We're going to miss you, JW.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get in some trouble next. No,
oh, good. I hope you do.
And Roger and Bob, they're both going to be helping out, our engineer, our sound engineer, and our producer here at the station.
Program director.
And we're going to have, Elizabeth, we're going to meet after the show, telling me the artists. So will you share with the listeners who we can expect to hear?
Well, you can definitely expect to hear Bill McGinnis. He has just taken charge of the children's area for this festival, and he has some really cool stuff happening. So he's going to come talk to us a little bit about that. He's going to play us a song. His daughter Molly as well, who was in the Millsaps. She was one of the finalists in the Millsaps competition down for the Arts Festival.
Just recently.
This year, yeah. And I've reached out to a few other artists, so you never know who could show up, because there is some incredible talent at that festival. They're just walking
surprise.
Around with instruments. So.
Yeah. And last year when Shannon showed up, you both had just rolled out of the back of your car because you'd been camping up there.
Yeah.
So you can go up. The great thing about this music fest is you go up on Thursday evening and you stay through Sunday, and you are with it. Everybody.
At Soldier Hollow.
Everybody's together.
Which is the best place to be. It's going to be so much fun.
I agree. Really, I'm looking forward to it.
So if folks would like to book some music, maybe for a private event or a party or for one of their venues, maybe they're a restaurant owner or a bar owner, how would they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So Shannon and I this is a really new adventure for us. So we are in the process of working out company information. But for now, they can get through to either one of us. We do everything together with the booking. ShannonRunyon.com, ElizabethLiveMusic.com. either one of those will get you to us, or you can call the radio station if you forget later and just say Shannon and Elizabeth, and they'll give you our information. No problem. And yeah, for any musical needs, whether it's a small event or a venue that's just looking to hire some music, whatever you need. Listening room, you want to listen to storytellers tell you about the songs they've written and play those songs. Those are really fun events. They're called house concerts, and we can set it all up for you.
And you've got songwriting workshops that you host, and then you can also get tickets for the Music Fest next weekend.
Yeah.
If you go to the Eventbrite page, actually, if you just reach out to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, ElizabethLiveMusic.com. Just get in touch with me. I'm really easy to access there.
And who's playing at the Boneyard tonight?
Boneyard tonight, you said, was... Who's at Boneyard? Is it Lovely Ruckus?
Lovely Ruckus, okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Oh, no, they're at Boneyard tomorrow. Motherlode Canyon.
Okay.
Motherlode
Canyon tonight, up on the deck.
Well, it's going to be beautiful. Yep. It's going to be a beautiful night. Get there.
My calendar right
there. Oh, I tell you, Shannon, you're right on top of it.
6:30 to 9:30. So,
yeah.
And that's the thing. So Boneyard, we have music Fridays and Saturdays, 6:30 to 9:30. Cognition Winery, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 6 to 8 and 5 to 7 on Sundays. And then Park City Brewery on Fridays. Go get your after work beer at the brewery and enjoy some tunes at 5 o'clock.
ElizabethLiveMusic.com, ShannonRunyon.com. Please contact these two individuals for booking music. They are really connected to the musical community here, and they can help you out quite a bit. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend.
You as well.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us on KPCW in Park City, this is the Morning Mix. It's JW here with Jude. And for the hour, we have Joshy Soul and Denny Fuller in the studio with us as our musical guests. And we're going to bring them back right now. We're not even going to go to underwriters. So, guys, love your mics.
Yeah, I love it.
You love it? Okay. Oh, we will. I'll make sure that I get that.
Cool. Yeah.
So, what are you going to play for us now?
This next one's called Vintage Dreamin'. It's like the title track of my last record.
Okay.
Vintage Dreamin'.
And let me ask you, you have a new record out, don't you? Love, Peace, and Hair Grease?
That's coming out. That's the next single coming out. I released this one called We're the Ones. We'll do later. And this is the second single from the next album. So the album's not out yet, but that one's going to come soon.
Joshy Soul on keyboards and vocals. And Denny is going to play the Glockenspiel.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
Super German song.
Live on the Morning Mix.
Super German.
Friday morning with the palm trees, waiting for somebody to join me. I'll be hanging with a nice breeze, doing nothing at the end of the work week. I can't wait till you're face to face with me. Why don't you sit back and relax, enjoy the scenery? We'll be hand in hand on Sundays, with no plans on leaving. Old souls from olden days, yeah, I guess I'm vintage dreaming. Lovely, I imagine the sailing through the seven seas. Oh, baby, I'm cruising round with the top down and some fresh air to breathe. Don't worry, you'll be safe when you're with me. Why don't you sit back and relax, enjoy the scenery? Plans on leaving old souls from olden days. Yeah, I guess I'm vintage dreaming, and I can't wait to get home someday. No words, just weep, baby, and you know you're my.
guess I'm vintage dreaming. Whoa, whoa.
You know what I'd like to ask you guys to do is to, if you could, is play another song for us. And we're still going to play a song at the end of the show, but I think we can sneak another one in now.
Yeah,
if
I'm
going
to sneak one in. This one's called Sweet Moonlight.
Sweet Moonlight.
Yes.
And this is live on the Morning Mix. Joshy Soul on keyboards and vocals. And Denny Fuller now moving to trumpet.
This will be a little bit quiet.
Sweet, sweet moonlight, why don't you shine down on our love tonight? Why don't you make this night feel so right? Till the morning time comes. Sweet, sweet night sky, get a little darker so we can see the stars. All your worries would leave so far. Can't believe my that you are here with me, and I will feel so deprived if you were to lay hold my hand at the park. On top of the hill, peace and warm in your heart you feel. That's what we call love.
Nice job, Joshy Soul, Denny Fuller. Thank you so much. That was outstanding. We are now joined in studio with the one and only Michelle McDonald here representing the Park Silly Sunday Market.
Good
Welcome,
morning,
Michelle. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So three things. Let's talk about three main things in the next 30 seconds. I would like to know three questions I have for you about this Park Silly Market. You don't need to get to all three, but I want to know about the business incubation.
Business, it's probably the thing we're most passionate and proud of at Park Silly is the opportunity we provide to an entrepreneur or a new startup business trying to get a foothold in the community or find out if their passion is something they can actually turn into a livelihood.
And move through manufacturing and scalability and customer value.
We've been really successful. You can look around town and see several businesses that started with us. Sammy's Bistro, Red Bicycle Breadworks. Freshies just opened a store this winter. Hot Damn Dills. I mean, the list is really long.
It is.
Of businesses that have gotten going.
Clothing, sporting goods.
Yep.
It really spans the market, and it's a great way to test viability of a product.
It really is. And I mean, it starts with youth vendors even. We have this summer, we have 15 different kids under the age of 18 who are vending at Silly Market and trying to see if this idea they have is going to work, or learning about marketing or merchandising or managing money and time.
So in a way, it's, you know, you can prototype what you have. For an example, I have a friend of mine that has a Bloody Mary mix, which we think is really, really good. But he could introduce it and see how the masses feel about it and get a feel for how the recipe is accepted to a much larger audience, and then make some decisions on whether he wants to go out or not.
Exactly. It's a great place to try that, like a test start, you know, kind of feel the waters without too much overhead to get started. And then you can kind of grow from there.
I've found that products rarely are, the idea doesn't happen the way it really is going to be. So it takes a few trials to move through. So it's a way to clean out the first run.
Exactly.
First try. And then,
you know, you start with plan A and you end up on plan
25.
G. Like,
Right.
So it's really fun to watch. And that is the thing we are most proud of. Is why we love going to work on Sunday.
That's so cool. It's very inspirational. So tell me, when somebody wants to be a part of that, how do they become a part of it? Or do they just get a booth and it happens?
Well, I mean, depending on who you talk to, everyone's inspiration is different. But as far as joining the market, you know, that's just getting up the nerve to try.
Right.
And we talk to plenty of people who want to come and walk through and see it first, and we introduce them to other vendors. You know, it's a family on that street, so they can get some suggestions and feedback from everybody, and they can sign up and do just one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and not have to commit to the whole summer or anything like that. It's
so last year the Park City 4th of July parade and the Miner's Day parade, and I think Park Silly Market had record numbers as far as, you know, people that were attending.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
This year, you know, my sense is it's up even past that. How are your numbers looking?
June was pretty much even with last year on what we counted. July 2nd was big, which it was last year also. And that one was hard to gauge for us because there was the one business day after Sunday before the holiday. But I don't expect our attendance is going down.
No, not at all. Yeah,
even though we almost don't market anywhere anymore. People just seem to find us.
Now, with all of the people coming in, that creates a lot of waste. But you're managing that. What are you doing with your recycle
program? Our zero waste program is one of the biggest components of our operations on Sunday. We have a great team of people who are staffed at about 6 different stations helping people recycle. In 2016, we had 200,000 visitors over the course of the summer. We had an 87% diversion rate for all the waste generated at the market.
Oh, that's great.
It's anything from glass being separate. Food waste goes to pigs and camas, so everything we have everybody scrape from their plates on Sundays, we haul out to a Happy Pig Farm in Camas. And they, P.S., Happy as a Pig and Slop is a real thing. I have pictures of it. Like, they are swilling around in a pile of liquids.
You don't have to smell it.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a big deal. It's expensive. It's one of our bigger expenses for the operational budget because people don't like to read signs and visitors recycle differently when they're in another state. You know, everybody, there isn't something that's the same across the U.S., so you really have to be in front of people and help them understand how to recycle.
It's a great opportunity for somebody who likes to solve those types of problems.
Yes, consistency with that. Yeah.
Is the electric bus helping out? You know, people can go to Kimball and can park at, say, Walmart or Staples or...
I definitely think...
Or Skull Candy, because it's a Sunday. There's nobody there.
No, and they can walk to the transit center. Is a game changer for all of us in the community. Last weekend is hard, obviously, because there's traffic no matter what. So
of course.
Even, you know, friends who are taking that, we all know on July 4th weekend, transit schedules are probably going to be a little off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it definitely helps the bus. That's another issue we're trying to kind of educate the community on is the transportation challenges. We all have them here. Parking is limited, and the bus system here is killer. We should all be on that. The bike trails. So actually last weekend, we hired a friend of ours, Bo, with ProTrans, and he picked up on top of the existing transit schedule that goes by the Park City High School parking lot. He supplemented that for us and moved 500 people.
Oh, that's great.
Last Sunday.
I had heard about
just
that.
Just straight lining from the high school to Park Ave right under the town lift. And, I mean, people were waiting in line. So I don't know if that means we could have more bus action on some of those loops in other places.
Sure.
You know, the Express is dealing with one issue, which is that Snyderville Basin area. But there are people who want to travel responsibly and easily.
So for our listeners that are not familiar with Park City Market, why don't you take a minute and take them through, if they were to attend, what they would expect to find?
Well, we're every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Lower Main Street, free event. And I would describe it as a street festival / farmer's market. All kinds of arts, whether it's design or culinary or music. We have live music on the main stage. We have another stage up in the farmer's market section. We have buskers wandering around. Kids' activities, face painters, magicians, rock climbing, a killer bar at the bottom by the music.
Right.
Stilt walkers.
Stilt walkers, and then some fun different food that you don't typically find on Main Street, most of them. Jamaican food, poutine, freshies you can find now in Prospector.
And so just looking at your stats, you've got 70 booths that provide for local nonprofits. 140 booths provide free for farmers. 14 booths for free Main Street merchants. 14 for the Park City Performing Arts. 14 are provided free for featured artists.
Yeah, part of our community element is to offer that opportunity to people. Farmers, obviously, we want to encourage them to come. It's a little difficult here on Sundays to get a lot of our farmers to show up for an event like this, just because a lot of them, that's their day off. Mm-hmm. So part of what we do is offer them space for free, supporting other nonprofits in this town so anyone can sign up and request a free date at the market to promote their organization or a cause they're fighting or an event they have coming up. And then Main Street businesses, we have a lot of them like to come down into the venue and get some different exposure.
I want to thank you for being here.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see you again.
Good
and
to see you
look
too.
Forward to seeing you on Sundays. And again, that's Park City Market every Sunday through September.
September 17th.
Yep. Starting at 10 a.m.
Michelle McDonald, have a nice weekend. Oh, Are all your musical acts booked for the season?
They are, unfortunately, okay. Because I'm dying right now listening
with
to
Joshy.
These guys. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But we're booked usually by March for all our music. So
okay,
yeah. Other venues. Let's
if yeah. anything changed.
No,
give them,
but 2018 give them, on the main stage. I see this happening.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, I played Park City, and we played Coal Miners last year. It was nuts.
Yeah,
was
yeah. I did like the barrel race with all the kids.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Michelle McDonald, Park Silly Sunday Market, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We're going to take just a short break, play a couple underwriters. When we return, we'll be back here with Joshy Soul and also with Denny Fuller. Stay with us.
Wasatch & Wool Yarns is delighted to continue sponsoring KPCW's Classified Show. They offer yarn and fiber for knitting, spinning, weaving, and crochet. A few of the brands they carry include Blue Sky Alpacas, Noro, Malabrigo, and The Fiber Company. They also have classes for all abilities and monthly knit-alongs. Wasatch & Wool at the Redstone Shopping Center, wasatchandwool.com.
Your kids need clear communication, especially when it comes to alcohol. As parents, be specific. Absolutely no underage drinking. Not one drop of alcohol under any circumstances. Learn more at parentsempowered.org.
Valley Behavioral Health is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
To the Morning Mix. We have had quite a show this morning. Joshy Soul, Denny Fuller, Elizabeth Harza, Shannon Runyon, Michelle McDonald from the Park Silly Market. So much is happening in this town. So thank you for listening in and taking your time to tune in with us today. If you've got any suggestions about how we may make this show better and give you more of what you want, let us know. You can reach out to us on Facebook, leave us a note, and we will make sure that we always read every suggestion, so please don't be shy. Let us know what you want to hear more of. All right, one more moment in time still with our Joshy and Denny.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about this new album?
This new album I'm writing is like, it's hard because I'm a huge fan of the 70s, and but I love the 50s. So we're kind of like 50s, 60s, 70s, clapping them all together. A lot of doo-wop, but then we have, like, some funk songs. This song is a lot more, like, Bill Withers that I'm about to play right here. Just speaking up for the people. But a lot of it's speaking up about just issues going on today, about, like, the divide of, I mean, it's always been divided in America, but it's just getting more and more in your face. But as well as, like, there's just a need for people just to stick together. That's just how we survive.
And you're collaborating with Denny?
Yeah, Denny, Sweet Moonlight, he co-produced with me on my last album, so I usually try to get one or two songs with him on the album and stuff. So.
Yeah. He's hard to handle, though, isn't he?
Yeah, too hot to handle.
You can reach out to him directly, though, and get a music lesson.
Yeah, sure.
He teaches
Josh as well. Yep. Teaches Glock.
Oh, nice. The Glockenspiel.
That's it.
Yes. How do you say that one more time?
Right.
One more opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to have you play another song for us.
Yeah, I'll do that. Let's do it. This one's called We're the Ones.
We're the Ones. This is live on the Morning Mix,
the song
KPCW.
Was nuts at Sundance. It was like really emotional. It's crazy.
What's going on in my brothers? Folks still getting killed for the color. All this going on, it makes me weak. It makes it hard to stand on my feet. Gotta love everybody, cause I'm not perfect. Lend a hand to somebody, cause it's worth it. Cause you'll never, never know who needs more. Arm in arm, here together, we run strong. And I know it's hard, it can be hard. But you can't forget about who you are. Yeah, we're the ones who believe we gonna make it. We're the ones who stand firm and not shaken. We're the ones who believe we gon' make it. We're the ones who stand firm and not shaken. Listen in, my people who feel worthless. You're on this earth for a purpose. And I said, brother, you can't do this on your own. Arm in arm here together, we run strong. And I know it's hard, it can be hard. But you can't forget about who you are. Yeah, we're the ones who believe we're gonna make it. We're the ones who stand firm and not shake it. We're the ones who believe we're gonna make it. We're the ones who stand firm and not shake it. And left, right, keep marching on. Don't look back, keep pressing on. Arm in arm, here together, even through the stormy weather. Left, right, keep marching on. Don't look back, keep pressing on. Arm in arm, here together, even through the stormy weather. I know it's hard, it can be hard. But you can't forget about who we are.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was even listening, that's a choker.
Thank you.
Yeah. You wrote that.
Yeah, I did.
Nice job. Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I was thinking about when we were talking to Park City Market is, you know, we have so much going on, but the running with the bulls, I mean, not just the balls, but actual bulls.
Oh.
That would be exciting, wouldn't
That'd be
it?
If
cool.
we added that?
They do that, like, the ball thing where they toss it down, right?
That would get the farmers out.
The bulls would be better.
So I just saw on the news that they started the running of the bulls yesterday, and I didn't know this, but it's a 9-day event.
Holy
it's
cow.
One heck of a party in Spain.
Running. And the bulls are just the same bulls. Does anybody stop for to go to the bathroom or sleep? It's just running.
Yeah, I mean, no, they just
bulls out
you know
for
they only
9 days.
Only let them out, I think, once a day, but you know, and let them run, but you don't stop for a selfie or anything because the bulls are anxious to move forward and you don't want to get hurt.
Well, the people that fly over and they just start, they think, oh, I'll do this. It's a lifetime thing. And they get, what is it, skewered or horned or poked?
Gored.
Gored, that's it.
That's
like
not
skewered.
Cool.
Danny,
when is that? When did that happen?
Now.
It started yesterday in Spain. And anyway, I was just thinking about that.
I don't think I could even watch it. I don't like to watch stuff that seems painful or scary. Hey, just a quick one. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony, and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. And remember, next week, live streaming from the Wasatch Music Fest at Midway with Elizabeth Harza.
And I also want to thank our guests, Shannon Runyon and Elizabeth Harza, Michelle McDonald from Park City Sunday Market, of course, Joshy Soul, and Denny Fuller. We really enjoyed having you guys here.
Thank you for having us. Seriously.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you so much.
We love Park City.
Yeah.
We love J-Dub.
So much colder up here. We love it.
Oh, it is. It is a little cooler. I tell you what, we're going to play one more underwriter, and we're going to be back with a Glockenspiel solo by Denny Fuller.
Yes. Please.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
If you are just joining us, it's KPCW in Park City. Thanks for joining us. And now a little solo by Denny.